Okay. Can you say something about forgiveness practice? I think one of the things is like with forgiveness, that it's a way. I mean, I think it's like a, you know, this probably could be an aspect of loving kindness practice, in the sense that by offering forgiveness, then it's an act of kindness to ourselves when we're willing to direct our attention to forgiveness and then being able to maybe drop something, some hurt or some pain that we've experienced. So it's a way of resolving something that might be painful. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily, it doesn't mean, say, condoning. 'Cause there's a difference between, say, like forgiveness and reconciliation. I think it's an important distinction to make, in the sense that, 'cause you can offer forgiveness, and that can come from our side in a way to say as an act of kindness to ourselves, so that we don't have to carry something that's been hurtful. But unless there's and forgiveness can be kind of one way. Reconciliation really it needs to be both ways, so that sometimes one can offer forgiveness, but there might not be reconciliation, because it requires participation and acknowledgement. But for ourselves, we can go a long way as an act of kindness to ourselves, to be willing to offer forgiveness, because it's that holding on to something that is painful or hurtful that keeps the mind in turmoil. And it doesn't mean that, and again, it doesn't mean that one is condoning something that has been hurtful. But it's sort of like you realize sometimes you just don't understand why people are so stupid. it's a way of being able to for ourselves to move beyond that and not be defined by something that has may perhaps been unskillful. And similarly to ourselves, learning how to offer forgiveness to ourselves, because sometimes we don't even understand ourselves. It's an important way of allowing ourselves to move forward in a skillful way. Also, something that, like in the our monastic communities, it's kind of formalized or ritualized, where one doing a ceremony. So it's like of taking formal leave. Part of the, say, taking formal leave of if a monk is going somewhere, he's going to be away for a while, he'll take leave. And the way of taking leave is asking for forgiveness. That's the formal way, and it's formalized, but it's very meaningful in the sense that to take, say a junior monk will take leave from the senior monk, and he'll ask for forgiveness. But then the senior monk will say, yes, I offer forgiveness. May you also forgive me. It's ritualized or formalized, but behind it is a really important principle in the sense that the Buddha saying that we grow through our mutual support and mutual admonition. That's how we grow in the Dhamma. So that forgiveness is a big part of that.